From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Ireland's appeal for a bailout after days of denying that it needed help has been quickly approved by European Union officials. Total cost of the rescue package expected to exceed $100 billion. Jim Power, chief economist with Friends Asset Management in Dublin, says the bailout will be accompanied by tough new austerity measures that will have a significant impact on people in Ireland.
We are going to see serious cutbacks in expenditure. You know, I would expect social welfare to be cut. I would expect public sector pensions to be cut. I would expect more low-income workers to be taken into the tax net. So there's a lot of tough medicine that the Irish will have to take over the next 3 or 4 years, but we've no choice. We had been living way beyond our means in recent years.
Power told the BBC the emergency loans were necessary mainly because of the shaky condition of Ireland's banking system. Britain does not use the euro currency, but it's adding about $11 billion in loans to Ireland. NPR's Philip Reeves says British banks are the major creditors of Ireland's troubled banking system.
Britain's decision to help prop up Ireland and the euro is causing some anger. Some Britons feel their country can't afford it. Their own economy is facing unprecedented public spending cuts. One newspaper says it'll cost every British household the equivalent of $460. Irish officials say it's only a loan and it will be paid back. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
A new report is forecasting steady but slow growth in the U.S. economy through next year, but Richard Wobuchan, head of the National Association of Business Economics, says that growth is not likely to be strong enough to bring down the nation's high unemployment rate more than just slightly.
Recessions that are accompanied by, you know, severe financial market disruptions takes a lot longer time to get the credit system back in balance, to get lending to small business back in balance.
And Wobuchan says until that happens, businesses are not likely to step up their hiring significantly. A former vice president of the Democratic Republic of Congo has pleaded not guilty to charges that he allowed his troops to brutalize children, women, and men in the Central African Republic. Terry Schultz reports Jean-Pierre Bemba is on trial at the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
ICC prosecutors say the outcome of this case will set an important precedent because Bemba is not accused of personally committing the acts of rape, murder, and other abuse that make up the 5 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes. As the commander of the Movement for the Liberation of Congo, he's accused of responsibility for atrocities committed by his men next door in the Central African Republic on behalf of the then president who requested their help in 2002 and 2003. Bemba, who later became vice president of Congo in a peace deal, insists he did not have control of his militia when it crossed the border. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Stock prices are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is currently down 39 points at 11,165, but the Nasdaq Composite Index is up 2 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The Health and Human Services Department is requiring that health insurance firms spend at least 80% of the premiums they collect on medical care and quality control. That rises to 85% for larger firms. The new rule takes effect on January 1st. Yale University says it will return to Peru thousands of artifacts from the historic Incan site of Machu Picchu. Diane Orson, a member station WNPR, reports those artifacts have been at the center of a bitter legal battle.
Nearly 100 years ago, explorer Hiram Bingham III shipped the antiquities from Machu Picchu to New Haven, Connecticut. The objects have been a bone of contention between Yale and Peru for decades. In 2008, Peru filed a federal lawsuit to get them back. Peruvian President Alan Garcia announced on state television that Yale will return all of the artifacts taken nearly a century ago by Hiram Bingham. In a statement, Yale says it's pleased to have reached the accord, which has yet to be formalized. Museum-quality objects will be back in Peru by next July. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
I close my eyes.
Justin Bieber is the top winner at the American Music Awards, winning 4 trophies, including honors for Favorite Entertainer of the Year. Bieber beat out Eminem, Lady Gaga, and his mentor Usher for that top award. And on the award broadcast, courtesy of Dick Clark Productions, the teenage singer gave credit to Usher, who was in tears.
I don't know, but I feel like he's had such an amazing career. And it would be only right if I invited him up here to share it with me.
At 16, Bieber is the youngest performer ever to win the Favorite Entertainer Award. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.